This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Healthcare Information Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Joseph Applebaum. He is the president and founder of Potomac Companies Incorporated, one of the premier full-service employee benefit brokerage and consulting firms in the Washington, D.C. region. Joe, certainly appreciate your joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you very much, and I appreciate being offered this opportunity.
You're more than welcome. So, first of all, how has the Affordable Care Act changed the way companies and organizations do business and the way people access benefits today?
Well, it has changed dramatically. You're looking at employers spending an inordinate amount of time, Eric, with regard to their time and resources on the subject. They have to comply in some fashion with the Affordable Care Act, no matter what size they are, with many of the Act's features and guidelines. And compliance doesn't stop at the Affordable Care Act. It goes even deeper, and what it has triggered over the last several years is the Department of Labor has instituted another arm called the EBSA, the Employee Benefit Security Administration, and what they're doing is using Title I of ERISA to audit every size employer in the United States. So it doesn't have to be, you know, a 50,000 employee base. It could be a 12-person company that offers a health plan right now, and they can be audited, and they can be fined for not being compliant. To give you an example, we had a client with 12 employees in Virginia. Five of them were on the medical plan, and they were audited by the EBSA. So the Affordable Care Act has changed a tremendous, or let's do it this way, a very simple thing, offering health insurance, and has caused a mountain of paperwork to go along with it. Employer groups under 50 do not have to offer insurance. Those over 50 do, but that has been yet again extended now to 2016 when it was supposed to take effect this year. And most employers with 50 employees already do offer some insurance to attract and retain employees, but employers do need to concentrate more than ever on their human capital, on their benefit programs, and how to control those costs in the future.
Now, how is Potomac Companies able to help employers control the future cost of health care?
Well, Eric, we have a proprietary method called Manage to Zero. And Manage to Zero basically assesses the strengths and the weaknesses of a benefit program, their prescription drug management, and wellness initiatives, and how everything is integrated. And we help mitigate costs, both administrative and risks, that an employer will have over the course of time. And we assist and implement HR programs to assist in controlling healthcare costs. So we're assisting the HR team, so to speak. To give you an example, what our program does is medical trend has run, at least in the Washington, D.C. area region, an average of about 10% per year. We can help illustrate reducing that by at least half. You would say, well, 5% doesn't seem like a huge amount. But you take an employer group that has about $1 million of annualized expense on medical, we can save that employer $4.3 million over 10 years just by the average of what we can do for an organization. So in terms of controlling healthcare costs, it is a doable thing. And we do it every single day for our clients.
Wellness programs seem to be a very popular buzzword nowadays. How do wellness programs help employers?
Well, wellness programs are great, but they must have proper structure, consistency, a team of champions that are outside of the HR department to be effective. The HR department can't do everything. They need help. But when you integrate a wellness program into the culture of an organization, as well as with the benefit programs, then they can be a real corporate enhancement. The employees must accept and participate in these programs and initiatives in order for employers to see a reduction in costs. But it must be a total integrated approach. And just like anything, you don't make a change overnight. And there must be integration both in your culture and your insurance plans or your health plans in order to make it a win-win for both the employees and for the employer.
Today we are with Joseph Applebaum. He is the president and founder of Potomac Companies Incorporated, one of the premier full-service employee benefit brokerage and consulting firms in the Washington, D.C. region. And he's joined us here on eHealth Radio's Healthcare Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Joe, what type of wellness programs actually work?
Well, the ones that people participate in, that's the basis for everything. If there is no participation and there is no consistency and proper structure, as I had stated before, or champions, then those programs don't work. So whether you're looking at, you know, a smoking cessation plan or a Biggest Loser type program, all of those can work, but the first thing to understand is that 75% of healthcare expenses are driven by lifestyle choice. And that's why it's critical for employers to actually care about how their employees do live. Now that might sound big brotherish, but, you know, obesity, smoking, and abuses of alcohol, drugs, and sedentary lifestyles, those all become part of the expense for the employer, not just the employee. Since employees spend 40 to 50% of their waking hours at work, employers do need to take action on that data. So a happy and healthy, productive employee will drive the success of improving, how an employer group is profitable.
And you stated the health of an individual employee equates to the success of a company or organization. Can you explain that a little further?
Oh, sure. Well, first of all, everything touches HR or human resources. And so HR is a tool for C-level and management team to help motivate, protect, and elevate the success of a company. Well, if an employee is absent or present and not accounted for, which is presenteeism, and worrying about other things, their health, their being uncomfortable in their own skin in terms of how they work, then they're not going to be a productive part of that organization. So whether it is a for-profit company or a nonprofit, it is extremely important for organizations to understand the value of an employee's health and well-being. And it's not just the health that you can see, but it's also the stress that they're under, because stress is the number one ranked cause of illness and cost to the healthcare system. So it beats out obesity and smoking. So as I stated, you know, an employee and their health does equate to the success of a company.
Certainly does make a lot of sense. How about sharing with our listeners where they can get more information on Potomac Companies?
Sure, Eric. Our web address is www.potomacco.com. That's POTOMACCO.com.
Easy enough. And finally, any closing thoughts or a final tip in conclusion for those listening in today?
Sure. If you're running a for-profit company and you have a time horizon to sell that company, let's say in the next 3 to 5 years, what you do with your benefits, your culture, and HR today can increase your company's selling point by as much as 50% 3 to 5 years from now. For nonprofit organizations, it's equally important. The combination of benefits and wellness and HR can help you retain 25 to 50% more of the money that you expend on those things for your mission. So it makes no difference what type of organization you are. The health and well-being of your organization is paramount.
Well, Joe, I certainly appreciate your taking the time to be with us here today on eHealth Radio, and thanks so much for the insightful and helpful information.
Oh, thank you very much, Eric. I appreciate the time.
You bet. We've been speaking with Joseph Applebaum. He is the president and founder of Potomac Companies Incorporated, one of the premier full-service employee benefit brokerage and consulting firms in the Washington, D.C. area, and the website of reference. And for more information, it's PotomacCO.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Healthcare Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.